Cordero Patterson, the challenges he presents as a routine man?
Big man, fast. He's got great contact balance, great production. He was an explosive player. You know, I remember evaluating him coming out for the draft. You know, there was a little bit of lack of information as him as a returner. He didn't do it all that much. I believe he was a junior college player, spent 1 year at Tennessee. And, you know, but you could see the explosion. And then, I mean, it was immediate, you know, as far as his results go. So, obviously, that's his primary role with their team. And he's been really good at it since he's been in the league. There's different areas to review in all of our units. You know, we go back and try and look at things schematically that worked out well, schematically that didn't work out well. Individual players, trying to give them some feedback on, okay, composite, look at it for 6 weeks. These are the things that we feel like you can improve on, and these are the things we need to continue on. Really wouldn't try to get into too much, you know, specifically on what those results were. Not really. You're trying to evaluate some of those things, and as you guys have pointed out many, many times, there's been some moving parts there. You know, as those guys get more familiar with the schemes, get more familiar with working and playing together, they've played better. So we just got to continue on that road.
The kickoff coverage was much better in Detroit. I think 2 tackles inside the 20. What was the main difference? Was it doing assignments? Was it tackling? What accounts for that?
I think it's just time. It's reps. You know, those guys have majority of them, and we featured some new guys on that kickoff team. We're going to continue working with different combinations. I thought that, you know, people are going to be aggressive because when they see things on tape that they do, you know, work against you, they're going to try those things. And our guys have done a great job evaluating the tape. You know, being honest with each other, hey, I could have played this better, or, you know, I should have done this. And the more they play together, the better they're going to be collectively.
We haven't seen you since the Lions game on the fake punt they ran. What was missing there to contain that?
Well, we were misaligned a little bit. Not that would have stopped the play. I think it could have helped the play. You know, we were you know, obviously, you know, it's a 4th-and-2 situation. It's a 4th-and-1 situation. We're in a call. We've got enough people in the box. I thought they did a good job blocking that up. We just didn't get there in time.
And Mariani's 56-yard kickoff return, did the penalty spring that, or was that kind of one of those inconsequential infractions?
We asked the officials on the field who the penalty was on. They could not tell us which player it was. You can see off of tape there's one player that at the point of attack who could have been close to that, and you know, we've turned that play in for review, gotten our feedback there. I'm not sure it had a direct result on the success of the play, but you know, there's certain things you can learn regardless of what the penalty was. There's certain things you can learn coaching the guys. Okay, if you put yourself in this position, here's some of the things an official may see. So I thought it was a good return. You know, I thought the guys did a good job blocking it up, but we got to be a little more sensitive to how things may be seen.
Jump back to Patterson for a minute. Excuse me. I know he's a top 5 returner in terms of average, but I don't think he's had a touchdown in a couple of years now. Is it more something you see in what he's doing or the way teams are kicking off to him? He's not getting as many chances.
I think last year that was the case. People were trying to limit his opportunities. He saw a lot of different variations. He was in the end zone in the preseason. You know, he's an explosive guy, and you know, a little bit like their running back. You know, you can contain guys, you know, for so long, and when you have that dynamic of an athletic trait with size and speed, both of those things with that particular player, you've got to do a good job all the time because it only takes one play before you can see that live and in person. And you know, as a coverage unit, you don't want to see that working against you.